Viva la vegan!
Hi, I'm Lee Chantel from vivalavegan.net and welcome to this week's question and answer. As I'm filming this, there's this really cute little bird just flying from this tree, going into the pool, getting a bit of water and flying back to the tree, just in case you wanted to know. This week's question and answer, which is part of our series that we do every Tuesday here on YouTube, and every Friday we have the podcast version, which goes on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic and Scatter Radio, amongst many, many others. And this week we have: do you think naked and stunt-like activism is effective? This is a really, really good question. I've been asked this quite a lot, and a lot of people debate about this in the vegan and animal rights community quite often. I try very, very hard to not say negative things about groups and about people who I honestly believe are just trying to do the best they can in the best way they know how. With some of this activism, I really, really struggle to work out the target audience and what is actually being promoted. I once was going to be part of one of these clothless demonstrations, but I couldn't get the day off work. And I remember I discussed this with one of my workmates, and he was saying, you know, what's the aim? Because this is what he was saying to me. He was saying, what's the aim? You know, if I go to whatever the place was called, I would go there, maybe check out some of the girls, have a bit of a perv, have a look at them, and still go in and get whatever he was going to that place to buy. And I thought, okay, these are the people we're trying to target. These are the people that need to be aware of certain things that maybe they're not aware. And this obviously didn't work for him, and I could assume that wouldn't work for other people. So after that, and after that conversation with my workmate, I decided that that definitely was one of the things that did not really work well for me and that I would not be a part of. But I do know many people have done that in the past, as some of my friends do that at present. I must say I do prefer outreach, advertising and videos that are about the cause and not just the conversation. And I definitely understand, I definitely see that sexism sells in our mainstream society, but I really aim that myself and others, that we transcend this, and as a feminist and as a vegan and just as a member of society, that I'm aiming for a better world for all of us. I would actually prefer tactics that are clever and classy and ones that don't push one cause at the expense of another. So they're not pushing, for example, animal rights over another cause like human rights or feminism. I know People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, do a lot of undercover investigations, and they send out a huge amount of information all the time to many, many people. And I do hope that the people who they are trying to target get the right message, which personally I'm not 100% sure of what that message is a lot of the times. Maybe it's the more offensive, the higher the probability of something going viral. Maybe. But is that okay for me? And it's really not. And that's not what I would want to present to the world. I think everyone should use their skills, and I think everyone should use their expertise to promote veganism in the best way that they can. And we all can make a difference by being the best versions of ourselves at all times. I do hope that's helped you today, and if you have any other questions, let me know. Have you found this sort of activism effective? Let me know in the comments, and I look forward to seeing you next week on this YouTube channel. And you can follow me on vivalavegan.net and across all our other social media channels in the meantime. Next week I'll see you, where we will talk about, would you eat an animal to survive if you had to? That will be a good one. See you then.